So a regular listener to the program, Marco Castellano, contacted me a little while ago and said, mate, I've been up at the Muswellbrook and I have been enjoying the stylings of this young lady and I reckon you should get her on the show. And you know what? If nothing else, I do as my listeners ask. So I've got Imogen Hall here to, well, play a little bit for us and tell us a bit about herself. Imogen, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So how long have you been performing for?
I've been performing for about 4 years or so.
Yep.
Yeah.
How'd you get into it?
I've wanted to perform ever since I could even speak. I just wanted to be on the guitar, making people happy, singing, just seeing smiles and everything.
All right. So a lot of people would be wondering, how old are you right now?
I'm 14.
Only 14. And how long have you been playing the guitar for?
About 2.5 years.
Putting the rest of us to shame, all of us that are much, much older to you, have never gone to the trouble of learning the guitar as much as we would like to. What's it like performing for people, say up at the Muswellbrook Hotel, for example? You're only young, it must be a little bit daunting to sit in front of people and sing?
Yeah, especially people that you know, because like you can see what people are thinking off their facial expressions. You can see if they're enjoying it,
yep.
If it's not their style. But it's really fun being able to put smiles on people's faces, getting good feedback and getting requests of what people want to listen to. So for next time, you can make their day even better by doing a song that they'll enjoy.
It really is nice as a performer to get that feedback, isn't it? That you can actually see a response, an emotion from somebody.
Yeah, it's great.
Are you studying music at school?
I'm mainly a vocalist in class, but sometimes I do a bit of guitar.
I used to get in trouble for being vocal in class, but that was something completely different.
Completely different, yeah.
Yeah. What year in school, and what school do you go to?
I go to Muswellbrook High, and I'm in year 9.
Right, okay. So you're going to be a part of the performing arts? Have you done any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I've been a part of the performing arts in a couple of the big shows that they have, like the Big Night In and the little Christmas end of year thing. I don't really remember what that's called.
Right, okay. And what is the future looking towards? What are you hoping to do once you leave school, for example?
I wanted to become a radio person. I don't really know what you call
it. A radio personality, much like myself, or someone talented?
Yes, much like yourself, interviewing right. people. But more to the future, I'm looking just to make people happy, becoming myself, just taking life one step at a time.
Have you started writing your own songs?
Yes, I have.
Okay, we might have to try that at some stage. But this morning, I believe you're a dab hand at Vance Joy's Riptide, is that right?
Yes.
Why don't you give us a little bit, Imogen?
Alrighty. Gotta know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. The closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. No lady running down to the riptide, taking her way to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man, and I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh lady running down to the riptide, taking her way to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man, and I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
That is very nice. Imogen Hall. Now, one thing I've got to ask you, your mum and dad, I dare say, look, they love you being able to play music and sing and all the rest of it, but surely they're insisting that you get a real job at some stage. Are they truly supportive of your music career?
Yes, they're very supportive. I don't think they want me to get a real job and grow up.
They want you to be a star.
100%. We don't know if we're going to get there, though.
Well, I think you proved this morning that you most definitely are a star. Imogen Hall, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.